a lot to cover as we clean up everything else. Well, Beto O'Rourke is doing today with his open border policies in Texas. 46 dead, the last count. Inside an 18-wheeler found outside of San Antonio. 46 dead, including children. 16 more hospitalized. Illegals that came across the border, of course. Yeah. The illegals that came across the border. And that's just the latest body count. That's the latest body count from the Biden border fiasco. Should be honest about what it is. It's a disaster. He's a disaster. Hopefully the Remain in Mexico case in front of the Supreme Court will also take us back to keeping people who don't belong here out of the country. How about that? What a crazy idea, right? What a crazy, just keep people out of the country. If you don't belong here, you don't get to hang out here. By the way, the baby formula shortage, if you didn't know, has not been improved. In fact, it's just as bad, if not worse, than it has been. Parents are worried. It's been pushed off the front page by other stories, but for parents who are trying to find a way to feed their kids, it remains front page news. Let's go to bite number two. We'll hear from one of these folks. Bite number two, a new dad trying to keep his kid fed. Listen to this.
Hello.
Four-month-old Ilo is a daddy's girl, given the unique name of two words shortened for Island Love.
Hi, say hi.
She was born at the height of the baby formula shortage on February 16th.
It doesn't stop. It's every day. In a perfect world, I'd like to be at least a couple months ahead.
The family qualifies for WIC, or the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, which determines eligibility on household size and income.
It feels like nobody was prepared for this.
But it's been very challenging to find specific formula in stock for Ilo, who has a sensitive stomach.
All of Thurston County and everywhere in between there and Centralia, Chehalis area.
Paul Segura and his wife call stores every morning and so far can only maintain a rolling two-week supply.
Yeah, so for parents, look, they're just trying to keep it together, keep their kids fed. I know it's, you know, hard to believe. I want to go to the most unpopular politician. The most unpopular politician in America. That, of course, Kamala Harris. She gets stumped on the question of making abortion rights legal. I mean, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, that's simple. Just go out and go through the process. Go through the process of, you know, legalizing abortion through the state legislatures. Simple enough. Or through Congress, if you want. But Kamala is stumped again. Bite number nine from Kamala Harris. Listen in.
What do you say to Democratic voters who argue, wait a minute, we worked really hard to elect a Democratic president and vice president, Democratic-led House, a Democratic-led Senate. Do it now.
But do what now? What now? I mean, what we did? We extended the child tax credit for the first year.
Well, I'm sorry, when I say do what, do it now.
Yeah.
Act legislatively to make abortion rights legal.
We feel the same way. Do it now. Congress needs to do it now in terms of permanently putting in place a clear indication that it is the law of the land that women have the ability and the right to make decisions about their reproductive care, and the government does not have the right to make those decisions for a woman.
Okay. So there you go. And how about the filibuster, Kamala? Kami, you got an opinion on the filibuster? How about that? Let's go to bite number 10 with your favorite politician of mine, Kamala Harris. Come on down for one more little act. Here it is.
As the vice president, as the president of the Senate, do you have a position on I know you don't have a vote on it, but do you have a position on whether the filibuster should be eliminated?
I think the president has spoken on that issue. And
well, he said and more. He kind of left the door open. Is this where he was leaving the door open to?
I think that he has been clear about where we stand on this issue of reproductive health and what the president and our administration have within our toolkit to do. And so far, that's what we've been pursuing.
Yeah, that's what they've been pursuing. Okay. At any rate, so Kamala Harris, once again, proving she has no particular value in government, no particular value in public life in America, and no particular value. Yeah. Kamala Harris. You know, I don't think Joe Biden could have picked worse if he had spent, you know, less time napping and studying who could possibly be worse than Kamala Harris. You know, it is just repugnant. All right, and let's see. Just one more. Oh, I guess the body count's actually a bit higher when you count the people coming across the border that died in the river yesterday. 46 died in the 18-wheeler outside of San Antonio. More died in the river, drowned, trying to come into the country. So they're dying by the dozens at the border now, those trying to get here because they believe the border is open, which for... when you find a semi full of 100 people, I guess the border's pretty well open. How does a semi cross the border without being inspected? Or how did that happen? Well, consider that for a moment, would you? All right. We're going to take a break now and come back with some final thoughts on what this day could hold, because it could be very, very big. I'll be right back. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people, start at the shelter, because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter, too. But if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner, David, was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog. Puppy mills and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.